This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. Very, very important breaking news. Tell us the hot question of the hour. How's your cold?
My cold isn't so great, thanks, Kat. My cold has progressed to, okay, because I'm amongst family, I might as well tell you all, a chest infection and shingles. So there we go.
Oh, gosh, Rolene. You know, you're such an overachiever.
And I can't just have a cold, honey. I've got to have the whole lot as well.
All right. Well, let's get into some curious stories. And when I read this headline, I actually thought that I was living in the twilight zone, that maybe I'd taken too much of somebody else's medication. IDF reservists are going to take Hamas, the PLO, and the ICC. Or to the ICC. That's the International ICC. Yes. Criminal Court. But here's the thing. Is that Hamas and the PLO are not signatories. So how are the reservists, who are also not signatories, going to do it?
Well, I think it's largely symbolic. I think they are sending out the messages if Hamas and the PLO can use these kind of channels and mechanisms, so can we. And a group of IDF reservists who are called My Truth, and they were established following Operation Protective Edge or Mifza Tsuketan in 2004. They have documented what they are calling scores of testimonies from reservists in the last couple of months describing the use of human shields to carry out terrorist attacks and other human rights violations. And us cited very strongly in these charges are the March of Return protests. They have said, you know, and this is a quote from Avichai Shoshan, who is the head of My Truth. He says, our main goal is to be a non-political organization which presents the complete picture of what IDF soldiers face to the world with no political angle, just the situation on the ground, which could explain why they're using the ICC, because they know that the ICC don't have jurisdiction in this area because of both Israel and the PLO and Hamas being non-signatories. And he goes on to say, when the March of Return protests began in April, our soldiers were going in front of Hamas terrorists every Friday, and we saw them use women and soldiers to attack our soldiers. I think he means children. When we turn on CNN, nobody ever talks about the evil methods that Hamas uses, only our methods. This is the right time to not only speak about Israel, but about what they do as well. So they've collected about 33 testimonies from the end of Tsuketan to today. And in fact, some of them may go even further back to 2004. And at least 10 of these will be submitted to the ICC in The Hague with lawyers from the International Legal Forum and Jerusalem Institute of Justice. And one of the testimonies goes on to say the real shocking image that I saw was I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw an elderly man walking with a walking stick with a plastic bag. And in that bag, he had two bottles of gasoline, which he intended to light and then throw towards Israeli soldiers. I mean, you know, this again is the use of the elderly, of civilians as human shields. And the soldiers go on to say, there is no Western country in the world which shares a fence with a terrorist organization. And we have at least four.
Gosh, Rolene. Okay, sure. What else is making news there today?
Well, what else is making news is that there seems to be furibles in the Netanyahu family. Now, Yair Netanyahu, we've featured him quite a lot on High FM for his epic ability to send out tweets that get the government and his father in a lot of trouble. But now Yair Netanyahu, who really should have his social media confiscated, said that left-wing NGOs and politicians, as well as the media, are traitors who always side with the enemy. And Prime Minister Netanyahu, his father, had to denounce his own son and actually come out and say that the use of the term traitor or treason by any side is unacceptable. So I would imagine that there are quite a few furibles at the Netanyahu Shabbat table on Friday night.
Rolene, whatever happened to the dog that was biting everybody?
a shame. He passed away, sadly.
No.
The doggy got sick and unfortunately is no longer with us. Kaya, gorgeous
Kaya
dog, a rescue
used to
dog.
Bite all the people that didn't want to talk peace deals with Netanyahu. Specially trained it was a rescue dog, wasn't it?
It was a rescue dog, which proves everybody, if Prime Minister Netanyahu can get a rescue dog, we all can get rescue animals.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And he was Prime Minister Netanyahu, who was quite devastated when Kaya crossed the Rainbow Bridge. But sadly, the doggy got sick and is no longer with us.
Gosh, and who knew that Kaya was into, what was it, Valhalla? Doesn't the Rainbow Bridge take you over to Valhalla, which means that you're actually Gothic or Vikings?
Fan,
it was the Vikings.
As much of a fan as Nordic. I am of the Vikings and Viking
she was a husky.
Mythology and whatever, I actually couldn't tell you. I just know that animals apparently go to the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, because they're all Vikings. They're all Nordic Vikings. Go and watch Eric the Viking. Get into bed, make yourself a hot toddy, put in lots of whiskey, and watch Eric the Viking with John Cleese. Okay, and we'll discuss this. Rolene, that's where we got to leave it.
I don't know if I've taken too much medication.
Go and watch it.
Going.
Go and watch it. Eric the Viking. Rolene Marks, lovely speaking to you. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.